But the past was another time and another life that Cole could never recapture, and didn't want to. He knew only the moment, and this moment he was alive, the most alive he had ever felt. It struck Cole as odd that he should feel this way at the very moment when his body had reached the point at which it could no longer exist. Even as he stared at the moss, deep inside him the balance was shifting to the other side. Clinging to life was like hanging from a bar on the playground at school. On the playground, he could hold on for a long time, but when his grip finally tired, his fingers slipped quickly and he fell. Now, Cole felt himself slipping fast. He had struggled too long to hold on, his energy bleeding away. Now it was his turn to die. This thought made Cole sad, but he accepted it. He felt content. Before the end of life, he had seen beauty. He had trusted and been trusted. That was enough. Cole's head rested on a patch of spongy moss that acted as a pillow. His pain seemed to float like a haze outside his body. He closed his eyes, relaxed, and let the balance shift. And as it shifted, Cole felt himself floating upward into a cloud. Gradually, a buzzing sound gathered in his head, growing louder and louder. The sound bothered Cole. He wanted quiet now. Abruptly, the buzzing stopped, and squawking seagulls surrounded his body. He could hear them arguing over him. This was what it felt like to die. He hadn't imagined it being so noisy. The seagulls began pecking at his arms and legs. Cole could not open his eyes, but he jerked his arm. Why couldn't the seagulls leave him alone? Why couldn't they just wait a little longer until he had died? Did they have to pick meat off his bones while he was still breathing? Instead of stopping, the pecking grew worse. Now the gulls were pulling at his legs and shoulders with giant beaks trying to lift him. Bizarre sensations bombarded Cole as his body was dragged and bumped across the rocks. Sharp pain stabbed through his wounds. Then, the loud cry of the seagulls turned into a garbled gibberish as they tugged at his shirt and shoes. What were they doing to him? Gradually, soft and warm sensations enveloped Cole, like being wrapped in a blanket. His head was tilted forward and warm liquid filled his mouth. It didn't make sense. How could rain be warm? His head must be in a puddle with muddy water running past his lips. Or maybe it was blood. He spit out the liquid and felt it warm on his neck. He didn't want to drown in blood or muddy water. But again, warm liquid flowed past his lips, and Cole gave in. It didn't matter anymore how he died. He could drown, freeze, or be pecked apart by seagulls. All that mattered was that the balance had changed, and now he was drifting over the edge.